Loving you tonight. what he's done for us today, what your eyes have seen. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Encouraged tonight, and you're not happy tonight, there's something wrong with you. The same Lord Jesus that raised Lazarus, the same one that raised Brother Way, raised our brother back. Praise the Lord. Now you'll be able to say, I was there. Amen. I was there. I didn't hear about it. I was there. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't even know what to say to y'all.
Hallelujah.
Let me just introduce the prophet and just let's just get into the word. Praise the Lord. My heart is just bubbling over to know what the Lord did for us today. That we are eyewitnesses to be here and to see what took place and to hear. And it was, I was speaking with our brother Adam and brother Matt Godin, and he said, if you don't know, and brother Matt and brother Adam, if you'd stand up if you brothers don't know who that they are. So brother Adam Evans, brother Matt Godin, you probably all know them who they are. Brother Matt's a surgeon, and brother Adam was a paramedic. And when he was coming, I didn't know what was happening this morning. Looked over and our brother was over here. People were starting to motion. I looked out what was going on. I just thought somebody's getting blessed and seeing what was going on over there. So one time I walked over there into the side, and our brother James Jackson, the brother that's here with us, he is over to the side, and I seen him around him, and I seen our brother Matt. He was behind him, and he had his hand up around his neck, and it was right there on his jugular vein. And our brother Adam, that he had his hand down, and he was going all over and feeling for his pulse and stuff. And just all the brothers over there just crying out to the Lord because they've been faithfully taught. Yes. The same thing as it was with all over here with our brother Bill. And they were just praying, calling out to the Lord. And so as I come up on him, and he came back, and foam was coming out of his mouth and everything else. His head was back. I put my hand on his stomach. And by that time, our brother Adam, he had his shirt undone, and that he was reaching around trying to feel for his pulse and stuff. And so our brother Matt, is where I understood it, that he looked and is on his coronary artery or whatever, his main jugular vein. Did I say that right?
Hey.
Close. Anyway. But he said there wasn't nothing there. He says, so Brother Adam was reaching. He wanted to get try to find his pulse. He tried up on the other side and he tried his arm. He put his hand up on his chest and doing it. And he said, something in him was telling him, if I get it right, he says, make sure that he's dead because I'm going to do something. I'm getting ready to see a miracle. Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, he's worthy of all of our praise.
Amen.
So Brother Adam, he said, that just came on me. And he says, I wanted to make sure. And he says, so I started feeling around and put my hand on his chest. And the time I got over there, like I said, he had his shirt kind of undone. And I guess medically they tried to take their clothes off and to get to him so they can work on him. And when I seen his hand going up like there, I didn't know if he was going to start trying to administer the push on his chest or doing what. And I seen Brother Matt, and he's over there feeling with him and everything. And I just put my hand right below his, right below his heart on him. And the brothers was crying out, and we're just praying to the Lord and stuff. We're just sitting there just praying for the Lord, and then all at once I just felt something go, bonk.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
How wonderful. And when it first just started, his stomach just a little bit like that, and then it did it again. And I heard Brother Adam talk to him. He goes, I think he's breathing. And I heard Brother Matt said he heard him go kind of just start gurgling a little bit, and then his heart just started beating. And the brothers took him outside here in the back, and they took him around, and that's where that you all just praying and singing the presence of the Lord. It's nothing we did. It was just him. He just came and moved on the scene, and he was here. That ought to so encourage us. So when our brother Jackson was sitting out there, and the brothers were talking to him, they were telling him, he says, Brother Joseph, he's here. And I said, God bless you, Brother Jackson. We just believe the Lord's brought you back. And I said, they're going to take you to the hospital. And he's still getting his conscience about it. He said, as long as Jesus was with me, it's okay. He said, so they come in, they tried to take him. The best I understand, they were taking him in the EMS. They got up there, and he started getting more and more conscious of what it was. And I guess on the way to the hospital, they were trying to take his oxygen level. And that they said, he was praising the Lord so much, and he was just praising the Lord. They couldn't take his oxygen level. He was praising you, praising you. Now, if I understand this right, the hospital said that they couldn't find nothing with his vitals, nothing the matter with him, like nothing happened. And the only thing that they knew, that the time he got to the hospital, which is probably 40 minutes, I guess, 30 minutes or some 40 minutes, because he's a long time over here, that his core temperature was only 94 degrees. So they can't explain what that was, but I guess when you're dead, you go cold. But God warmed him back up. Hey. Praise your name. The breath of life that only God can give. And for us to be able to witness that and to be part of it. And another thing is that I remember that was over there, that I guess it was before we started song service and standing up. Brother Jackson, which he normally stands up, some of the brothers are over there behind him, and said he never stood up. And they just didn't know what it was. Maybe he fell asleep or something, and they were sitting there, and it wasn't for, they said it could have been 5 or 10 minutes that he was there. He could have been dead that long. The time they come over there and noticed that there was something the matter with him and that he wasn't getting up the time they got there. So just the Lord's merciful. He's gracious. And it should encourage the bride of Jesus Christ to know that he's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. We've been taught that when we pray, to believe.
Yes.
Believe. You heard Brother Bram, just don't come. I don't want you to just come down and say, I want you to believe when you're praying for
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
And the power of that prayer, if we have just the faith, when you think about that, if it's the grain of a mustard seed, and the littlest seed there is, if we have that much faith, when we pray, if we believe, we can have it. So I know that Father today has encouraged his bride around the world. Not just here, around the world. I believe this revival is for everywhere. Because it's the word. We're swarming. Amen. Huh? love how Brother Branham said that. That other duck on the pond made a little honk, honk, honk. They said, they didn't pay no attention to him. He had a different way, better way or something. They stuck with their leader.
Amen.
And he says, first he has to swarm us all together before he has that revival. Amen. And we see that happening. And we see scripture being fulfilled before our eyes today, this very day. We've seen it today. The things that we don't even see what God does for us. Where we go, what we do. So to encourage you, brothers and sisters, is let this word, as we've said before, you are the word in human flesh. We believe that. God, come down. You're the only body. You're the only ears. You're only the eyes. You're the only hands that he's got is you. Don't fail to testify, to tell what the Lord's done. It's like Brother Bram said, that man went out and got the Holy Ghost. Should I go to get this? Go to the seminary and get taught. He goes, if you can't do nothing else, just go tell you got it lit.
Amen.
I just went tell I got lit. I'm lit. Amen. You lit?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. How wonderful that the Lord, that to be able to do it, these messages is even more just how it ties it together. For once that bride recognizing themselves, who that they are, then it is, when the bride makes herself ready, then the bridegroom comes. He says, but he can't come until that we're ready. So we want to make sure us. Don't worry about everybody else. We got to worry about us. And I like what Brother Branham says tonight. He said, it's that gospel hammer. He's beating on us. He's beating on us. And he says, that's what's on the inside. What happens on the inside of us reflects on the outside of us. For the whole world to see what's on the inside of us. Jesus Christ living in flesh once again in this day. And we're so happy to be part of that great economy of the Lord. Are you, if you come tonight to get more of the word.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you're not going to be disappointed. Amen. But before we do and we go to prayer, I understand we have a baby dedication. Brother Paul Gerard, are you here tonight? And I understand he's got a couple. My brother, you want to bring him in? Let's sing our dedication song, Bring Them In.